You also say you had a lot of anger in you.
Part of my motivation was all of that, plus I want to be a nuclear physicist.
Where did you get that idea from?
I think that stemmed from the anger, the life, the hard life I faced, the frustration, that, you know, all of that build up. Being a nuclear physicist was extremely important to me. I want to know how to build an atomic bomb. That was my goal at that time. I was...
What were you going to do with that bomb?
You can sit down and imagine what I would do.
Drop it on the Khmer Rouge.
I would probably blow the world up. I was still an angry child. I mean, you have to understand why I'm an angry child. Because all that I love was taken away from me. All that I care for, the thing that pivotal to my life was taken away. I'm a lost child. I want somebody to pay for what they did to me, my family. And being a nuclear physicist with a red button in my hand and say, I'm gonna blow all of you up, was very exciting, very motivating, and it helped me study. That lasts until year 10, when I had my work experience in with Standard Association, Australian Standard Association. I met an engineer. I met a very kind woman, the manager there, very loving, and she demonstrated to me a lot of kindness. And that somehow creeped into me. All the kindness I received so far started to creep into me and soften my anger. Then I meet the engineer on the upper floor that I work in the section data entry. And he questioned me. He said, why would you want to kill more people? And it hit me. So that was the initial stage that I start to turn around my anger energy and looking at how I can harness that positively. So that was a very important turning point in my life. I think I'm now learning how to build a different atomic bomb. You know, I want to help people. I want to initiate a chain reaction so that I can help people, so that people can help other people and realize their potential energy, their, you know, their goodness,